I have a tenant who wants to give a key to the neighbor to care for her pets, but I don't want the neighbor to have a key. Can I stop the tenant from giving keys to other people?
For the most part, no, you can't do that. Because, you know, when you lease a unit out to somebody, they've got pretty broad rights on who they're going to invite in. I mean, they're going to have a party, they're going to have people over to celebrate something, you know, they're going to have their friends, significant others, whatever, including people that they want to come over and watch their pets while they're out of town. And so they have fairly broad rights to do that. The one caveat would be if you're in a situation where you have a specific concern, and again, you would have to have a pretty specific situation where there's, I don't know if it's like a known felon or someone who's been, engaging in pet sitter robberies or something. But again, it comes back to communication. Talk to your people about that. Say, I'm this particular person, I have some concerns, and here's why. It can't be something that's unfounded, but again, it comes back to being human and communicating with your tenants about what your concerns are, and maybe offering them alternatives. You don't have to use this service. You can go board your pet with Rover or Pet Vacay or any of these other services that will help care for your pets and keep them comfortable and safe without necessarily inviting this neighborhood burglar into your unit. But ultimately, if push comes to shove, that's something where again your tenants, for better or for worse, have pretty broad rights in terms of who they're going to let into the unit while they are renting it.